like open doors. Leading you down into my core, where I become so
good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, May 26, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is. It just gets wilder and crazier all the time. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. It's always very interesting, and I think we all learn something when we watch the chat area. It's kind of fun that way. So, very interesting things happening. The news cycle, if we could call it that, but we really can't because it's not really news. The propaganda cycle is increasing momentum. These days, it just keeps speeding up. It keeps accelerating, doesn't it? And it's interesting. In the hysterical insanity of the propaganda cycle, there is a complete lack of truth and trust, quite frankly. I've seen several news stories alluding to the fact that the American people don't trust the press. There's kind of an almost a hysterical antagonism toward the press. Speaking of the story I mentioned yesterday that went national, the Greg Gianforte story. Greg Gianforte, the Republican candidate for Ryan Zinke's vacated House seat, U.S. House seat in Montana, assaulting essentially Guardian reporter Ben Jacobs yesterday, the day before yesterday, late Thursday, which was the day before the special election, which happened yesterday. By the way, Gianforte won. That's unfortunate. I'll talk more about that later. But I saw several news accounts to the speaking to the notion that Ben Jacobs probably had it coming to him because the press is hostile, and I don't think that's something that's really in dispute. I mean, we've seen examples of that ramping up in the Trump administration. The as Sean Hannity would put it, the destroy Trump media. You know, they try to cast the they try to construe the situation and the reason, I suppose, behind that in a certain light, unfavorable to Donald Trump in particular and anyone who would be peripherally connected to him, and saying that, you know, he talks about the press in a certain way. Well, the press doesn't conduct itself in a way that is redeeming by any stretch of the imagination. Jim Acosta over at CNN accosting the White House in a press briefing, the president himself, complete lack of decorum and respect. Remember that moment when they went back and forth and Donald Trump said, "You're fake news," and Jim Acosta was acting, I think, very juvenile, very unprofessional, lack of decorum. Then there's Andrea Mitchell's continued badgering of diplomats, which kind of reminds one of some alternative media hosts who have engaged in the same practice. It's very provocateurish, which is not good. It's a complete lack of decorum and discretion, which is very unfortunate. So folks are talking about that. Press kind of has it coming to them because of the badgering. And then, of course, there's the old ambush journalism nonsense. And to me, it sounds like that's probably what Ben Jacobs was doing, which got him in trouble. And hopefully he learned his lesson and he won't try to act like a martyr for shoving a microphone in somebody's face and essentially inciting the incident. But, you know, then in addition to that, folks talk about the fact that what can you believe in the press? And we'll talk more about that today. The media, several folks have talked about that lately too. Tucker Carlson did a segment last night about how the media is drifting a certain direction. Had a guest who talked about the fact that the media is catering more these days. The liberal New York establishment, so-called, is one thing. But then now you have the San Francisco liberal element that's even worse. And the mainstream media seems to be catering more to that, more to the Silicon Valley crowd. And that doesn't bode well. And of course, that calls to mind the technocratic crowd. Mark Zuckerberg's Harvard commencement speech sounded more like a technocratic propaganda speech than a speech sending kids, young people out into the world, preparing them for success or encouraging them for success. It was very strange. Remarks like, you know, bringing up the UBI concept, the universal basic income concept, that as Fox and Friends noted this morning in that segment, I would call making sloth sexy. Fox Business News host on this morning, you know, they were talking about that UBI concept. We'll talk more about that. Some of the other technocratic ideas that Zuckerberg discussed, absolutely ridiculous. But again, I digress. So the headline this morning I thought was interesting. Speaking of Fox, FBI denies Congress access to Comey memos, citing special counsel probe. By the way, I add that parenthetically. It's interesting. You know, we've heard so much about these alleged memos, the one in particular, right? We hear about this alleged memo, and you would think the first thing that the FBI would want to do, especially the holdovers, whoever has a political axe to grind, because everything seems to be political these days, you would think someone would want to turn that over post-haste. But no, we're going to pretend that they don't exist. It's like the old... you know, someone says something and in court, in a trial by jury, the prosecution accuses the witness of something that discredits the witness. The defense obviously says objection. The judge says sustained and tells the jury to forget that. Strike that from the record. Jury, forget that you heard that. Well, it's too late. The damage has been done. And that's what happens. The memo, all of this contrived Russia controversy is utter nonsense. But it doesn't matter because it's a post-truth era. We're not concerned with facts. And just like I said this morning, people are completely distrustful of the media except on the talking points of continuity. If CNN and WAPO and New York Times all say it, it must be true. It's kind of how people view it. Can't see that it's a hit piece. Anyway, I thought it was ironic. I don't like the word probe, by the way, citing special counsel probe. It is the FBI after all. Why can't we call it an investigation? Because then, you know, folks who, you know why. Or maybe it's a matter. I don't know. The Federal Bureau of Matters, remember the New York Times article, and the special counsel of special counsel matter, maybe instead of investigation. Anyway, a lot going on this week. We're headed into Memorial Day weekend. I'll talk more about that. But first, Trump's trip summarized in one sentence, I would say it's a disappointing capitulation to the foreign policy establishment. Evidence of that, the most clear evidence perhaps, is this morning, Donald Rumsfeld, Rummy, appearing on Fox and Friends saying that he agrees with Donald Trump. So that's that should be shocking and frightening, because candidate Trump, well, if President Trump was acting on candidate Trump's foreign policy, I dare say Donald Rumsfeld would not say that he agrees with anything. But just kind of going over the trip briefly, I've talked about some of this before, but the Saudi visit was weird for a variety of reasons we discussed on this broadcast. Many, including myself, were skeptical of the illogical notion that arming and further entangling yourself or ourselves with the wellspring of Wahhabism, the ideology primarily implicated in radical Islamic jihadism, political Islam, I would call it. The country, Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters says, makes Iran look like a model of integrity. Remember, we played that clip. Thinking that doing that, arming them further and further entangling ourselves with them, will somehow curb terrorism and work out in the best interest of the American people, I think is what one might call chimerical idea. The Israeli visit, same concerns, again, political Zionism versus political Islam. For those who don't know, just see also the UN Human Rights Commission Wikipedia entries for Saudi Arabia and Israel, and you'll see, hopefully that'll make clear, this conflict between political Zionism and political Islam, or I should say political Islam and political Zionism respectively, Saudi Arabia and Israel. Anyway, you can see, I mean, if one applies some critical thinking, just go to the UN Human Rights Council Wikipedia entry, look at Israel, look at Saudi Arabia, see how awful those countries are in terms of human rights abuses. Even the the unsavory, perhaps, United Nations and its Human Rights Council, even they recognize, you know, that's not an organization that I would pledge my allegiance to ever. I don't like the UN, don't have any use for an organization that from its foundation, actually before, as a reinvention of the League of Nations, has as its MO the destruction of America and all other sovereign countries. I have no time for that. But even that organization not just admits but proclaims that Israel and Saudi Arabia are human rights violators and abusers. The NATO visit, Brussels, more mafia bullying. If you want to be safe, pay up. That was kind of the message to 23 of the 28 NATO countries, and Trump didn't even mention the five countries that have paid. You know, it's an extortion racket. It's a protection extortion theft racket, really, is what NATO is. When you think about it, it's a mafia racket, and there's talk of expanding the racket even, which is, I think, awful. Looking east, in particular, eastward in particular, to expand NATO, that talk is interesting. And no comment on the visit with the Pope. I'll leave that out for now. The G7 in Italy today, again, I mean, I've talked about that in previous broadcasts, but more of the same. Consensus building, G30 influence, Group of 30 influence, that international financial and economic coterie that of suggestibilists, I would call them, whispering ideas into the G7 and G20 nations, which then causes a trickle down. It's G30 influence. It's a racket, another racket, or a compartmentalization, another aspect of the same racket that NATO is, obviously. And so it's kind of a capitulatory trickle down effect on all other IMF member nations, because the G7 says, "Oh, this is great." The G30 whispers to the G7 and G20, and then obviously all of the other IMF member nations, it's a go along to get along scheme. And this racket kind of leads that. So that's my take on Donald Trump's disappointing capitulatory foreign policy establishment tour, unfortunately. All kinds of other stuff going on. The Manchester situation, I'll talk more about that in a little bit. Trump, Russia, Seth Rich, the Pfizer report, Obama spying, Obama trolling, running interference on the Trump administration in Germany, and some of his statements are interesting. I mentioned the Florida concealed carry permit leak earlier this week, 16,000 records at last count, I think, something like that. And Eric Bolling asking Rob O'Neill on Fox News to define a double tap. That was interesting yesterday. But Rob's answer was disingenuous, and I've mentioned the articles over at The Intercept and the interview on Democracy Now of Matthew Cole, his articles in particular. The two Democracy Now interviews earlier this year is actually part one and part two, but the first one was titled "New Intercept Exposé Uncovers SEAL Team 6's Ghastly Trail of Atrocities, Mutilations, and Killings." And part two is titled "Intercept Exposé on How SEAL Team 6 Killed Osama Bin Laden Canoeing and Other Atrocities." That's what's really, I think that's the big story behind the double tap. And, of course, you don't hear that. But Matthew Cole and his expose, you see Rob O'Neill seems to be giddy about, you know, killing people. There's no remorse or it's not a somber subject. I forget which Fox broadcast that was on yesterday, but it's despicable. And, of course, there's a lot of warmongering going on at Fox. That never stops. You know, them talking, for example, about Memorial Day and the report on U.S. servicemen killed fighting for our freedom in the Egyptian bus attack. No one, make no mistake about it, no one in the United States military overseas is fighting for our freedom. That's just a complete fallacy. Again, another one of those chimerical, fanciful notions. It's complete fantasy. And I always refer folks to the Congressional Research Service report, RL33627, which is a great summary. It's titled "NATO and Afghanistan, A Test of the Transatlantic Alliance." It says very clearly that what's happening there from an operational standpoint is really a field exercise to expand NATO's operation capabilities. And so political will and military capability expansion. It's expansion of hegemony. And read anything at Rand Corporation on nation building. Realize the failures of Libya and Iraq and Afghanistan, Somalia, Kosovo, etc. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Bowling thing, you'll notice that with Memorial Day in view, obviously we gotta fly the flag high and all that nonsense. Don't get me wrong, I do love my country. I do think this is could be the greatest country the world has ever known. We are very arrogant, but we have a fantastic, perhaps unprecedented opportunity in this country from a variety of standpoints, perhaps, to be something great and do something great, but not boastfully and arrogantly, but in humility. And that would be nice. I mean, it would be nice to see that we could be an example for the world, a shining light upon a hill. But at this point, what's happening is unfortunate. We're leading the world in a variety of very unsavory ways, and I hope that changes. And this feigned patriotism is one of them. What we're doing around the world, nation building, going about conquering and to conquer, I would say, as the Bible says, that's not good. As I said, NATO and the UN, especially the UN Security Council, that kind of being the mafia protection, extortion, theft racket of bullies in the world is very, very distasteful and unfortunate. I mean, it's so awful, I don't even have words for it. But going back to the point that I was making before, speaking of all of that, you know, to say the report servicemen killed fighting for our freedom, that the news host, that she doesn't know what he was fighting for. She doesn't know what was going on, and the operation, frankly, doesn't sound like fighting for freedom if you dig into the details. Anyway, so back to Eric Bolling asking Rob O'Neill on Fox News to define a double tap. Rob said, you know, shoot him twice in the head. We deal with suicide bombers. It's for that. Disingenuous. Here's why. Here's Matthew Cole from the Democracy Now! Interview talking about his expose over at The Intercept earlier this year in January titled The Crimes of SEAL Team 6. Go ahead, please.
Here in October, SEAL Team 6 has what it calls its annual stump muster, which is like a reunion, and it brings back old members of the command, original members of the command, people who've just recently retired, current members and their families. And, you know, it's a party. And my story ends with a former senior leader of the command who went back in October of 2011. The organization, the headquarters, had just completed a $100 million building and facility, and essentially were christening it, and was under the command then of Captain Wyman Howard, who had just taken over at SEAL Team 6. And he was, this former SEAL team leader was standing in a group with old friends, and he was handed a portfolio, a ring-bound book. And he opened it up, and someone said to him, this is our greatest hits. And he looked down, and they were a collection of canoed heads since 9/11. And what he realized, and I subsequently was able to confirm, was that this collection was not the private collection of some member of SEAL Team 6. This was the SEAL Team 6 official collection and photo book that they were sending around as entertainment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. Alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and racing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Well, want to give you the conclusion first of the Democracy Now! Interview with Matthew Cole on his Intercept expose again from January of this year, titled The Crimes of SEAL Team 6. And this is not, again, to be unpatriotic. It's to bring to light the truth. What does patriotism really mean? I submit to you that what you are about to hear the conclusion of is not patriotism. When Rob O'Neill, who I think is, not my favorite person in the world, I just say that, when Eric Bolin Bowling on Fox News asked Rob O'Neill to define a double tap. I think it's disgusting, especially the disingenuous answer, because as you'll hear in the conclusion of what Matthew Cole says in his Democracy Now! Interview, it's very disturbing, and even folks on the inside of an elite special operations fighting force are disgusted with what is inhumane and barbaric, but has been normalized within the ranks, unfortunately, it seems. Please continue.
He realized, and I subsequently was able to confirm, was that this collection was not the private collection of some member of SEAL Team 6. This was the SEAL Team 6 official collection and photo book that they were sending around as entertainment at a private party, essentially, but out in the open. And the senior leader who saw it decided after he left, he was disgusted with what he saw and decided he was never going to, he has not gone back to the command for a reunion since because of how upset he was with the lack of morality. And the sort of, you know, bloodlust and glee, you know, the gleefulness around essentially what is their professional work.
There you go. That's that to me is a more accurate and candid portrayal of what the double tap is. Why don't we hear about that? Well, for obvious reasons. Come on. But we should. And your sons and daughters, your loved ones, should know about that before. I mean, because a number of young people are very, it's very attractive to young people to want to enter the armed forces, and especially special forces. It has a very almost sort of enigmatic and mystical appeal, especially to young men, I would say. There is that element of patriotism, or what is perceived to be patriotism, fighting for God and country, so to speak, and you know, the righteous cause, the righteous fight is the perception. Doing something, being part of an elite, anything, something very elite that very few people can say that they were a part of, those are all very appealing concepts. But what's actually happening and the way that things are morphing in this country, including in the armed forces, it seems, looks more like a number of despotic, tyrannical, abusive regimes of history. Some might say the Nazis come to mind in this sense. There are a number of other, you know, the Prussian mercenaries are another example. It's interesting, you know, speaking of that, you might recall Vladimir Putin's remarks, you know, the Prussians, the Hessians, the mercenaries of old. You might recall Vladimir Putin's remarks about what's happening in the Middle East and who's responsible, who created ISIS, and what are these people? Yeah, at one point, Vladimir Putin said they're mercenaries. They fight for money, and they'll fight for whoever's paying them. And if the organization that's paying them stops paying them or pays them less, and they hear there's more money to be made somewhere else, they go where the money is. And unfortunately, that sounds a lot like what happens a lot in the elite special forces in America. A number of folks get exactly what Matthew Cole described as a lack of morality and the sort of bloodlust and gleefulness around what is essentially their professional work. And again, if you listen to Rob O'Neill's response to Eric Bolling's question, honestly, I would be disgusted that if knowing, you know, taking of life, human life, so to speak, you know, taking the life of another man for any reason is not something that we should be advocating, I don't think, particularly in this context. War is a dirty, awful business, and nothing good comes from it. The killing of other men is not something that we should be smiling about or really asking about. So tell me about that. You know, how do you kill a suicide? Yeah, well, that's it. There's nothing funny or amusing about it. But to see someone smile as they describe this concept is very discouraging and disgusting, quite frankly. But this is something that's being normalized in the minds of the American people because of the psychological abuse that we endure from all of the propaganda that we're immersed in. Anyway, I don't want to sound too unpatriotic with Memorial Day in view. On the contrary, I'm very patriotic. I just think we need to understand the reality of what patriotism really is and what it really means, and not fall victim and prey to this feigned patriotism that has been perpetrated on the American people. That is an unfortunate concept. Memorial Day, Wikipedia says, is a federal holiday in the United States for remembering the people who died while serving in the country's armed forces. And I don't think we honor their memory by being disingenuous about these conflicts. I think we honor their memory by being more honest with ourselves and one another about what's going on, to shed light on the truth and the reality of what's happening. What the founders warned us about, the Madisons, the Jeffersons, the Adams, the on and on and on, was the abuse of power, the encroachment of the executive. I mentioned the other day, speaking of with Memorial Day in view, James Madison's words specifically, father of the Constitution, saying that an overgrown executive and liberty will not long be bedfellows, paraphrasing his remarks. And that's what we see happening. In a variety of ways, the executive has created these extra constitutional paramilitary forces. JSOC is one of those. Jeremy Scahill has documented that extensively. And speaking of The Intercept and JSOC and this extra constitutional executive branch paramilitary force. And make no mistake, Donald Trump's picking up right where Barack Obama left off. I think a lot of the political grandstanding is little more than WWF kind of theater. Because Trump seems to be picking up with his handing off of responsibility and accountability to certain interlocutors, if you will, of foreign policy, what we're going to bomb, where we're going to bomb, and all of that. I think that's a betrayal of the American people and the memory of those people on Memorial Day. And a continuation of failed foreign policy. The Constitution gives Congress the authority to declare war, specifically. We aren't at war in the literal sense of the term, perhaps, but that's complete sophistry. You know, to obfuscate by means of political sophisms is completely disingenuous. It's lying, essentially. And so lying to the American people, lying about what we're doing, lying about what has happened and the deaths of people who have been fighting in conflicts that really aren't war, that really aren't for our freedom, that aren't necessarily in our national interest even, but in the interest of a very small political cabal, what I would call a rogue political regime that has hijacked our country and masquerades as the United States government. I don't think that's patriotic to lie about that. I don't think it honors the memory of our fallen servicemen and women. And so I think it's more honoring and patriotic to be honest about that rather than disingenuous. So speaking of The Intercept and the exposés, etc., I saw earlier today, I think, that retired Vice Admiral, or is he Admiral? Now I forget. Yeah, he's an Admiral. Retired William McCraven is in the news today. All of this, you know, the Special Forces, the JSOC contingent, you see kind of rippling through the news, especially on Fox, because, you know, that's what they do. It's kind of the neocon hub. You have Karl Rove circulates around, and I want to say Scowcroft, not Scowcroft, but John Bolton, and some of the other more ardent neocons. Rumsfeld was on this morning. Anyway, you see those folks there, the military folks, which is always interesting. You know, having a military person on discussing foreign policy, you're always going to get a military answer. Having a CIA analyst on, you're always going to get an intelligence community friendly, very, very seldom truly critical of the intelligence community response. I mean, it's ridiculous. Don't the American people see this as a setup? I mean, it's more overt and in your face these days than ever before. But it's been normalized, so it's okay. We don't really see it that way, do we? Kind of like I said, you know, the headline should be obvious when Fox says, you know, the FBI can't wait to, there are certain folks in the FBI that can't wait to tell the mainstream media that Comey wrote a memo to self that Donald Trump tried to coerce him into, you know, steering away from the investigation, specifically on Michael Flynn. And you would think that they would be anxious to release said memo or memos, but guess what? No. We're going to deflect on that and cite special counsel probe. It's ridiculous what's happening. Anyway, McCraven's in the news. For more on McCraven, just do a search for Scahill McCraven. That should give you all you need. Watch Dirty Wars, read Dirty Wars, Jeremy Scahill's book. Watch the documentary. Read some of the articles he's written. Watch his interview over at Democracy Now! I mean, he's been writing about that for years. McCraven in particular, McChrystal also, you know, all of these JSOC guys. That includes Flynn, by the way, and others. And Flynn has talked about some of this stuff. And basically, again, JSOC is this extra-constitutional paramilitary force that goes around the world inciting the P2OG, the Proactive Preemptive Operations Group, the clandestine group that didn't exist except it does, going around poking the world in the nose, provoking a response. That's what they say, stimulating a response. And then, of course, there is the R2P counterpart. That's the other side of the coin. You have P2OG secretly, they say clandestine, because that's a fancy term for secret. Secretly going around the world, poking the world in the nose. That's P2OG, Proactive Preemptive Operations Group. And then, of course, there's the R2P. The other side of the coin is, oh, we have a responsibility to protect, don't we? Because, I mean, look, there's something going on. And then you say, yeah, but you provoked that. And they say, no, we were stimulating reactions. These people were terrorists. We just, you know, we just created a situation, an opportunity to, have them show their true colors, which is utter nonsense. No, you're creating terrorists. And Jonathan Quitney was right in his book, Endless Enemies, The Making of an Unfriendly World. That's what you're doing. You're making an unfriendly world when you go kick doors in, you secretly drop out of helicopters around the world, go in night raids, kicking doors in and shooting women and children, including Americans, arguably American children. That's not in the interest of our national security, and it's certainly not fighting for freedom. But I digress. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Is their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, are you one?
till you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back. We'll we'll talk more about this in the second hour, but to end this segment, you know, and again, hopefully that doesn't sound unpatriotic, because I certainly, you know, I'm not, you know, some weird hysterical Marxist provocateur, anti-war, what they call liberal, you know, protester. I'm not that social justice warrior crusader. I just want to bring to light what's really going on, and what passes off as, or what is passed off as patriotism these days. All that nonsense you see at the local county fair and stuff. You know, my brother's over in wherever fighting for freedom and democracy is a bunch of hogwash. And it has been for at least 100 years. There aren't very many Smedley Butlers, fewer and fewer these days, but folks should go read what Smedley Butler wrote nearly 100 years ago. Nothing has changed. If it's changed, it's gotten worse, actually. Hasn't gotten better. And we have been immersed in, I mean, you know, quite frankly, sometimes you get hold of a concept that is more profound. You kind of circle around later and you realize, wow, that's more deeply profound than I realized. Empire of Lies, for example, is a concept. It's a novel written by Andrew Clavin back in 2008. But the concept, Empire of Lies, this is a country that has transitioned, some might say I would, from what used to be considered to some degree a bastion of virtue. And yes, we've always had our problems, don't get me wrong. But the founders, virtue, morality, and religion. And as John Adams said, if we can't instill that into our people in greater measure, we're in trouble, paraphrasing what Adams said about that. Empire of Lies as a concept. You know, you think about the turn of the 20th century, the Bernaysian era, even before that, the technocrats and the social, or the Fabian socialists, and what was happening here at the turn of the 20th century. It really has been an empire built on a mountain of lies since the turn of the 20th century. And that's not honest, and there's nothing patriotic about that. So if we're going to honor the memory of our fallen servicemen and women, I think we need to be honest about that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up right after this short break. Stick around. Be right back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.